Spitalfields Market in London. A stone's throw from the city center, it's usually very quiet during the week, but today it's packed full of people. It's Shrove Tuesday, or Pancake Day as it's more commonly known, and Christian communities around the world are gathering to celebrate the lead-up to Lent with parades and parties. Here in England, the occasion is marked by eating pancakes and with pancake races. And although the tradition of racing pancakes might seem bizarre, Liz Weston, one of the race organizers, says it actually makes a lot of sense.
Well, Pancake Day is Shrove Tuesday, Mardi Gras. It's the first day of Lent, and it's the day where traditionally people use up all the rich food in the house, the eggs and the fat. And a very good way of using up eggs and fat is to make pancakes. And traditionally has it that the housewives used to race with their pancakes to church.
Today the race has evolved to a fun event enjoyed by everyone that also raises some money for the charity Save the Children. And to make things a little more colorful, all the contestants come in fancy dress, from the very young to the young at heart.
I'm Danielle. Yeah, I'm dressed up as a pancake man, and I've got sort of round paper and material on the top, pancakey material.
My name's Renan. I'm a dragon. Well, I've got a colourful face, red and yellow outfit, and a red belly.
We're the Flying Japanners. It's basically our school uniforms of old.
My name is Ken Nesbitt. I'm Prince Charming, and I have with me Cinderella, and my colleagues here are the two ugly sisters.
And if you think it all sounds just a bit too difficult, the judges of the Spitalfields pancake race, Rudolph and Hans, say the rules are actually very simple.
Basically, they have four in each team, two at either end, and they have to do a simple toss. They have to stand on the line and toss and run to the next line and stop and toss. And then when they get to the other side, they swap to another team member.
Relay
until all four have done. All the pancakes pre-prepared, aren't they?
Yeah, there has to be a specific circumference.
And at the end of the day, it's our job officially to eat them all.
On your marks, get set.
When the race finally begins, there's a lot of cheering, some running, and a lot of pancakes on the floor. But all the teams make it, and despite a bit of embarrassment, they seem to agree it's good fun for a good cause.
This isn't a landmark in my life, but I mean, it's just taking part that counts.
It's all good fun to raise money for Save the Children.